There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Gary. Hi, Gary. Gary, are you with us?
Yes.
How can I help?
Hey, I wanted to say, first off, I love the show. It's great. I found it a couple of months ago, and it's very informative. I really like it.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question about my wife. She's 53. She's been in really good health. She's had chronic, sinus problems, allergies, asthma, her whole life. And I find it, it's funny that she goes to see the family doctor, and they send you to the specialist, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and she gets these chronic, sinus infections that sometimes she can have 6 or 8 or 9, a year, it's like we get the same, we go to the doctor, we get the nose sprays, the allergy, or we'll get some antibiotics. She seems like she's on antibiotics constantly, to the point where last year, it affected her, her blood levels, apparently, because she came up, had a physical and had problems with the, with the blood and the liver and stuff. Well, we got that cleared up, but, she's been relatively a really healthy person, but it seems like these chronic sinus infections just get her down, and then they put her on prednisone, which she's taking that off and on, which I think she's probably taking it too much. It's a strong medicine, but I'm just wanting to know if there's anything, you can give us, maybe diet-wise or anything else that might help her out.
Yeah, I mean, there's several things I think about. First, let me get into this. I mean, just so you know, the antibiotics and the antihistamines and the nose sprays and all that, that's what we do in medicine. That's all we have. That's kind of our arsenal. So, unless you're really going down more of a natural route, you're never going to go to a traditional MD, typically, okay, very rare, and get a bunch of alternative treatments for allergies. Just not usually going to find that. So let's talk about that for a minute, okay? And first and foremost, how does she eat? Are eating habits good or not so good?
Pretty good. Her weight is good. Like I said, she's been a relatively pretty healthy person.
But healthy because she's thin, because of her metabolism and of her choices?
Yeah.
When you say good, why don't you let me see if it's good or not? All right, so give me, what is a typical day? Just give me her breakfast on a typical day.
Oh, probably juice, cereal, maybe a toast or... she usually eats pretty light in the morning, and then she'll have maybe fruit or maybe a light salad for lunch. And then she eats, just a regular dinner, with fruit, vegetables.
Meat and vegetables, kind of thing, right?
Maybe a small portion of chicken or fish or meat or something. But I thought she ate pretty healthy,
Well, yeah, I get it. It's not like she's eating fried chicken every meal with french fries. So, yeah, and eating a bunch of bonbons all day. So I get that. The interesting thing is when somebody suffers from allergies at any level, you've got to look at their diet. And two of the biggest culprits for any type of allergic response in the body, and this is not forever. So when I say think about avoiding these foods for a period of time, it's not just forever. It's for a period of time. But you might want to think about avoiding all grains, so your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, because they contain a protein in them called gluten. And gluten, although she may not be considered celiac, she may be in a situation where her body's just sensitive to it. And by coming off gluten, her body can function at a much higher level, meaning that it reduces foods that create a bunch of histamine. The histamine is produced by certain cells called the mast cells or basophils, okay? Without getting too technical, just so you know, you can eat foods and it can create this histamine response in the body, which is why when you have allergies, you take an antihistamine, okay? So that's how it happens. So if you eliminate the foods that cause this histamine response in the body, many times you can reduce the allergic response in the body. And milk is another one too, so dairy products. So those two, cutting them completely out of the diet for about 8 weeks, you'll notice a big difference. I mean, huge. It's either going to work or it's not. And that's where you can kind of look into that. But yeah, I mean, that's... Those kind of foods typically do cause a lot of allergies to people. And whenever it's chronic, like whenever somebody is constantly dealing with it, I mean, you got a couple of things. Number one, the foods. Number two, stress levels in their life. So if you got a lot of emotional stress, or you're going through a tough time, or you know, loss of a job or a family member, a loved one, whatever, that can produce a lot of stress in the body, which can raise cortisol, stress hormone, and can release more histamine. That's a whole different topic. But, you know, just the emotional part of it definitely plays a role. So I would look into the eating part. And does she take any supplements at all by chance?
Maybe just a multivitamin, maybe some D.
Okay. Some of the basics. Well, there are some supplements that can be helpful when you've got a lot of allergies. One being what's called a proteolytic enzyme. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found in pineapple, typically. Bromelain is a big part of what they're made out of. But it's really good to get them in a supplement form. You can pick them up at a health food store. And you take these proteolytic enzymes about an hour after a meal. And what they do is they break down the excess proteins that might not get digested during the major part of the digestion process that they are kind of headed toward elimination. Those are the proteins that typically create a lot of the histamine. And so the proteolytic enzymes go in and they help break those down. And again, they're really inexpensive. You can go to a health food store and just tell them you want some proteolytic enzymes and they should know what you're talking about. But that can be helpful too. And you can look at that for a period of time. But allergies can be a real bear. A lot of people struggle with them, and deal with them. And they can be really uncomfortable. But, you know, having to go to antibiotics all the time like that, at that level, my gosh, I feel terrible for her. It's not a fun place to be in. Probiotics are good, too, just so you know. Keeping that good, healthy bacterial flora in the gut can make a big difference. I mean, a huge difference, because it really... Even though she's healthy, you know, even though she's been relatively doing great, when it comes down to the sinuses and congestion and allergies and just all of that business, you know, they can call it sinus infection, whatever. Still, you get back to the root cause of what's going on, and typically that's what tends to be the root. Good that she's taking vitamin D, by the way. Her immune system will benefit tremendously. If she's not doing blood tests, I would have her get a blood test done about every 6 months. Might be a smart thing, because, you know, let's say she's taking 1,000 units of D every day, and her blood test shows that she's at like 30 for her vitamin D. Well, she's extremely low at the low end of the range at that point. It's not doing that much for her immune system. But if she started taking more D, like maybe 5,000, 7,000 units a day, and you get her numbers up to like 90, 80 or 90, now you're talking, because the upper end of the range is 100, and then her immune system will get strong. So you can adjust the levels based on the blood work, and the doctor can help you do that. Okay, a couple things to think about. But I hope she feels better. Keep me posted. Call me back on the show. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. Great talking with you. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So the question is, what kind of new choices are you going to make to improve your health so you can go to the next level for your health and for your life? We'll be right back.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at TeamLifestyle.com.
800-282-7272 is the phone number. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, you can go online and check us out at getwellradio.com. All the nutrition information that you're looking for, learning how to lifestyle your way back to health. Our lifestyle team and wellness team, we really fill in the gaps. Got a great, great team that's growing every single day. Wellness experts around the country joining our team to really give you the best in lifestyle choices. And it really is the area that we're missing. So if you're trying to figure out how to drop those pounds, if you're figuring out what kind of nutrition that your body needs, and you're really looking for a new start, somebody to coach you and walk with you along the way, that's what we're here for. That's what our team is here for, because we want to see you live better, have more hope to really go through life and achieve all that you want to achieve. And that's what we're here. That's what all of this is about. It's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And it's about everything that you are looking for to be and to achieve. Let's go to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I'll just recap from our little telephone incident.
glad to have you back.
Earlier hour, my phone went crazy.
Okay.
My name is Rebecca, and anyway, I lost 75 pounds over the last 2 or 3 years. Oh, I've had hypertension since I was 19. I'm 55 years old now. I eat healthy now, and but over the last 15, maybe 18 years, I've been in and out of emergency rooms, hospital stays. I've had all the tests ran, perfect heart, no glitches on any of my tests. But I have a chest pain that comes and goes, and I have been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia. My doctor is a cardiologist by profession and my MD, and he's a great doctor. And essentially, the chest pain is always right above my heart, and it just scares me really bad when it happens. And I'm just wondering, is that typical with hiatal hernia, with acid reflux? Is that a typical pain? Is there something deeper that we're just not finding?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, when you say something deeper that we're not finding, I mean, the reality is, the doctor himself or herself, you know, is going to have to do the testing to figure that out. And that's tough for me to just say. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's many, many issues that could be causing them. Everything from, it could be heart, but if you rule everything out, meaning if they do the EKGs and an echo and they do everything, all the basic tests, and even the blood work, and it's showing that everything's fine, then they have to go with, okay, everything's okay. But if it's still bothering you, still hurting, it could be something else. I mean, it could be anxiety masking itself as some type of heart-related issue. It could be costochondritis, which is where you got the ribs actually going into the sternum, and there could be a malposition in those, and that's where a good chiropractic physician can come in, believe it or not. Would work very well. Physical therapy could do well, too, in resolving that. So there's a lot of could-bes when it comes to chest pain. And, you know, so is it been, let me ask you this question just from my own curiosity. Has it been coming and going? And does it go, you know, does the pain go down your arm very often? Your left arm?
No, I don't really feel anything going down my arm or any other heart-related symptoms typically. It's just, it feels like about 2 to 3 inches right above my heart in my chest, and the pain never moves, and it just hurts the same way each time. And I think that because I've been more obese and because I've had hypertension for so long, I think that I jump to conclusions and I get scared.
But that's okay.
Related to my doctor prescribed at one time for me Nexium for the acid reflux for the hiatal hernia, and that was diagnosed with the upper GI and everything, so I'm sure that it's there. It's just that I couldn't continue to take Nexium because it gave me bad side effects. So we've tried switching me over to more like just a name brand acid reducer, and that does seem to help. I do feel like that has helped. And so, you know, I guess I should just look at the obvious thing instead of worrying about the unobvious.
Yeah, but it's okay, Rebecca, to go through that. You know, I mean, it's a normal response to feel that way. And you're dealing with your heart, potentially. And so it would freak anybody out. So it's not being overly cautious. But at the end of the day, if you've ruled everything out and they've checked it and it's not your heart, you might want to go have someone look at it. Now, did they say anything about it being like an atypical angina chest pain, which is just kind of a generalized, almost cramping of the heart muscle, basically?
No, they've actually never found anything at all related to my heart. I'm very thankful to say.
Absolutely.
And initially, 2 to 3 years ago, that is what got me in gear about adjusting the way that I ate. And 75 pounds is significant, but I have about another 50 pounds to go. And I'm trying to get back to the original way that I started doing this, was by only placing things in my mouth that helped my body. Vegetables and olive oil, and I have read up, and I do know quite a bit now about things that are a positive effect on your body.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I think just sticking with that game plan and sticking with what you're doing is good. I would maybe go into a chiropractic physician's office, have them take a look at it. Because if it is something like a costochondritis, there's a lot of techniques that they can use to get it resolved. And if you carried a lot of weight before, then there could be some malposition in those areas. That, I mean, literally the most minute shifting in that area could create a lot of pain. I mean, it feels like sometimes somebody's putting just a knife in that area. It hurts to breathe, you know, that sort of thing. So that's a possibility. So if you had the weight on you, which you have, and now you've lost it, you know, that's a possibility. Because if the muscles themselves have atrophied in that area and they used to hold, there can be some shifting. And at least they can check it out and give you a good overview. And it wouldn't be that expensive. Most of them take insurance, and at least you can get an evaluation to rule that out. And you may find that that was an issue the entire time. The structural aspect of the body is very overlooked, and most people don't think about it. They're just like, what pill do I need to take to make this better? And a lot of times it can be on the structural side of the body. So just a little note to think on, and definitely good to hear from you. Keep me posted, okay? We'll be right back. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
I have been very active, and still am, all my life, and I tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked the rib. I discovered AminoActive. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further.
Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7222.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now. 888-283 and get help you online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Mike, are you with us? Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How can I help?
Okay. I'm a 50-year-old, you know, and I'm really sick. And I was on a protocol of medication, which was Prilosec and Abilify. And the Prilosec was for LPR, and I had that severely. I have had to have $7,000 worth of dental work because of the severity of the reflux, and I have retention cysts in my sinus cavities from that. I was on Abilify for sleep and as an add-on for depression, and was given Cymbalta. I received a prednisone shot and was a smoker. And I have a very complicated medical history. I have a benign brain lesion, and on, I have a rare spinal cord disorder, tardive dyskinesis. I have foot drop. I have osteoarthritis. I have fibromyalgia. I recently found out that I didn't know. I was 2 inches shorter than I knew that I had been. And I was left with this medical sacrament, and Balta was added with a bleeding disorder.
Okay.
Approximately 3 weeks. That developed into scalded skin syndrome. And I haven't had any medical treatment. I've been waiting. This has been going on since July. I'm dismissed from my 20-year-old medical practice because of complaints. I went to a local hospital, unnamed, and had been unhappy with an internist there, and that was when I wasn't sure why I was losing the ability to use my right foot, and I'm dismissed from that. I have an upcoming appointment with the dermatology associate because I have lost so many layers of my skin. I'm unable to control my body temperature to regulate it. I still am able to be any hair, rip, you know, my skin is so fragile. I recently lost my eyelashes 2 weeks ago. For mental health support, because I'm so toxic to everything now. I was already toxic to NSAIDs. I was already toxic to a multitude of medications.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer take the Abilify, any classification of that drug. I cannot take the Prilosec. I have received the most severe side effects from those drugs, and when I tried to stay on them, even after I discontinued without medical support, don't do it alone. But I had to. It was to save my life. The Cymbalta, and really who helped me was poison control in Louisville, Kentucky. I had no doctor. I'm alone. I'm really sick. And I am trying so hard. I am, for nutrition, following the advice of a Chinese herbalist in Massachusetts who said for fibromyalgia that I have and pain, which I have a great deal of pain, that our bodies are wet for that condition. And he suggested to go on foods that potentially, what he said, dry internally the body system out. And because I'm so allergic to everything now, I can't hardly eat. I didn't know I had an ulcer either, and I can barely get food in. And so I'm trying to follow the wet protocol that the doctor suggested. I get a few bites of food in at a time. I'm constantly running a fever, and I don't know what to do.
I understand. I know it's tough, and I know it's not easy. But it sounds like you've got a decent team around you to help you, right?
No, I have no one.
Well, you got the Chinese, I mean, the Chinese herbalist. Are you seeing him, or do you just go by advice, like over the internet, or do you talk to him by phone? How does that work?
Right, no. His advice is an internet email that you can go symptomatically through. And that seems to be, I've always had that issue and tried to explain it to doctors. My body can never take heat, and it's always in a wet state.
But most doctors don't understand that because they don't understand Chinese medicine.
Okay. Well, it's that my body tends to accumulate fluid always.
Right. But I'm just saying a lot of traditional medical doctors are not trained in Chinese medicines. You know what I mean? So they're not really going to get that.
Okay.
So you have a primary care doctor that you're working with right now that is really helping you? I mean, the one that's been giving you the medicine?
No, I can't take any. I am excluded from medications. I'm allergic now to them.
To all of them, right? Even though, I mean, the antibiotics that you were taking for quite some time, you can't even take anymore, right?
The MRSA. For the MRSA, I went to emergency room to get a second protocol, but those wound sites are still sore, and I have an upcoming appointment to go for a one-time visit to a dermatology clinic for the, you know, for where I've lost the eyelashes and where I've lost all the multi-layers of my skin.
I understand. So your question to me is what?
This. And alone. And
you just need somebody to help, right?
No, I have no one. I don't know a doctor that will see me. I don't know where to find a doctor.
Have you gone to a naturopathic physician at all?
I've considered that at, to go back to GNC. You don't have knowledge of herbal products. That's all I'm using.
I do for calm. I mean, that's fine for your GABA levels and anxiety and that sort of thing. I mean, yeah, I mean, I've got all kinds of ideas, but that's not for me to just tell you a bunch of herbal things that'll help right or that could possibly help right now is not what you need. That's not my best play of advice for you. And if my best bit of information for you is really with everything you have going on, you don't need to hear something from me per se. You need to get someone that can dig in with you. Does that make sense? Like, I mean,
right.
You need someone that can really get an hour with you just on the consultation to get all the details and do a brief, you know, a thorough exam and really dig into your history and walk in this thing with you. And traditional medicine is good, but I think in your case of what you're looking for, someone that's been trained as a naturopathic physician would be very helpful. And you know, if you've gone the medical route and you and the antibiotics and whatnot are not helping you, how long has it been since you've been to, say, internal medicine doctor or, like you said, a dermatologist, anyone? And how long has it been?
I haven't. My last medical appointment was an urgent treatment visit and a hospital visit, and they said, you need to be seen now. Need to be seen now. And I tried to readmit to the only two places I actually had any medical history and declined. So I need to find someone who could work with me. And I have, when they gave me my medical history finally, it filled up the sleep sheet. I didn't know that I had some of the things that I had. So I've had to secure all of my medical records alone to try to find another doctor for treatment. I mean, I have had everything that could go wrong, did go wrong. I'm so debilitated. I don't have any understanding how to get into a recovery state at this point.
Here's the thing. I understand that you're upset and you're scared and you don't know where to turn. I understand that. But you have to definitely get someone with you that can guide you. And there are people that do care about you. I mean, we do. But it's finding someone near you, you know what I mean, that really can dig in with you, kind of take you by the hand and walk you through the process. Many times, the reason I'm saying a naturopathic physician, I think that they're really good because they tend to take a lot of time and they see a lot of cases after it's already gone to the traditional medical route. And, you know, a lot of medical doctors are not real big fans of that form of treatment, but it's definitely worth, you know, meeting with someone and telling them your story and letting them kind of dig in. I wouldn't completely stop on the medical route either, though. And if maybe the doctors that have worked with you have come to the end of their line, find another one. You know, there's always a little bit of training that a doctor can have that may have an answer. You know, because I'll tell you this, God hasn't left you in the middle of all this. I mean, you know, that's just my own opinion. And you know, he says he'll never leave you. So he's the great physician. He's greater than any of us. He's the one that provides all the education for it anyway. So I would trust in that. I have hope to know that there's a better day coming. But reach out for what you know to find some of these doctors to walk with you.
Ouch. My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream they customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts in American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Madigan. Did I say that right? Madigan?
Yes, Edward Madigan, sir.
Okay, Edward, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help, sir?
I had a recent issue with my type 2 diabetic and control of meds. Had it for over 10 years, and all of a sudden they take a routine EKG. Had like three of them done in the last, say, 2 years, and all of a sudden now it's saying sinus rhythm. Then it goes possible minor infarction, which means minor heart attack. And I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to what could be doing that.
Well, I mean, what do your doctors tell you so far? Do they give you any kind of inkling of what's going on?
Just, I had an echocardiogram done, and they couldn't find anything there. But I was told by the technician, he goes, well, that usually means there's a blockage somewhere, and part of your heart muscle got deprived of oxygen. And I don't know, I feel fine, feel good. Never, you know, I've never had any heart issues in my life. I'm an ex-military guy, a Marine corporal from way back in the 80s. I finished up in 89. And currently, you know, I work full-time, and I'm one of those, I'm over 50 now, I'm 51. But I've always been, like, the positive type. And, you know, the diabetic issue, I couldn't get around it. I do my best with it with meds and control on an average of 7 to 7.5 on my A1C. So, you know, that isn't really a factor so much, but that's what's scaring me a little bit. Why would your EKG come back all of a sudden minor infarction? You know, I've never had that happen.
Yeah, but that could be a variant too. I mean, because it comes back like that doesn't mean you should be overly concerned. Especially, did the doctor say to be overly concerned, or he said don't worry about it?
Yeah, more or less said don't worry about it. But I have a medical ticket with the FAA that's kind of dependent on that. I had my private pilot license since I was a lot younger, and I planned on in the future, near future, to upgrade my skill levels. And basically, I have to get a first class medical. I currently have a third class with a special issuance for the diabetes thing. You can fly an airplane, but you got to have the right paperwork filed and get approval. And so I was going to get my first class, and that's when that came up right during the exam. It was just basically a trial exam just to see how things are going. You know, that came up, so it's a good thing I did it that way. But no, that concern with it, but I'm just trying to figure out why would all of a sudden every EKG machine turn on? You know, that's what it feels like. You know, but you don't have any ideas at all, or?
Well, I mean, it could be there's a lot of different reasons why that can happen, but I mean, like quite a few, and only if I had all the testing and that sort of thing to really look at could I give you a real good solid answer. But I mean, there's several things and reasons why. But why? I mean, do you absolutely know why and just give you a definitive answer? I think your doctor would have already given you that. You know, it's just one of those deals where you just don't know. And the heart itself, when it shows these variants, like on an EKG or an echo or whatever, you just have to look at them. And there's certain little aspects of these tests that will just give you some baseline answers. And you can go back to the textbooks and what they teach us. But at the end of the day, you have to just say, okay, well, the heart's just doing this, and, you know, here's why. Or we don't know why. And so you have to focus on not so much of what the test said, but what can you do to make your heart strong, and what can you do to support your heart? I mean, that really needs to be the focus of your mindset more than anything. Because, again, you feel great, right? Everything's going okay. But then
then you've got a test over here that says, well, you know, here's the deal. And so it gets you kind of concerned. And I get that. I mean, I would be too. But just so you know, a lot of people have things that pop up on these tests, and really they're living normal lives. You can have little anomalies from birth that show up. You can have issues with the mitral valve. You can have, you know, you develop stenosis later on, but not even really feel anything so much. But there can be these variants there, and people live completely normal lives, and their heart functions completely normal. So, I mean, just so you know, I wouldn't overly focus on that. What I would focus on is, okay, now you're in your 50s, and you're an ex-military guy, and you want to do everything you can to support your heart and support your health, and to really function at a key level and a high level. So, I mean, the question becomes, okay, what can you do to make that happen? So supplements and things, I mean, foods, are you eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, getting at least 2 or 3 servings per lunch and dinner minimum every day? Are you eating non-inflammatory foods? Are you exercising at least 5 days a week? Are you getting plenty of fish oil, 1 to 2 servings a day, plenty of vitamin D, plenty of CoQ10? Are you, eating plenty of fish and keeping your carbohydrates moderate? You know, are you drinking plenty of water? Half your body weight in ounces. Are you getting plenty of rest? Supporting the adrenal glands? I mean, see, these are all the questions that you should be asking yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, supporting the body, supporting the heart, and keeping the body at a good place where you can go to that next level, so that as you go in and you get tested again at your yearly physical or whatever, and they start noticing that there's, you know, there might be a little variant there, but man, you're healthy. You know, now we're talking. So you got the heart of a 35-year young guy. I mean, those are the kind of things that you want to hear based on your choices that you're making at this point. So now that you're in a place where you can really focus and you can really make better choices, make good choices, that's really the direction you want to focus in. So, I mean, is there anything you can take or anything to fix that? If that's a question in your mind, not so much. And I don't, it's one of those things where I don't know because I don't have all the tests and everything in front of me. So the doctor would have already told you that. But what can you do moving forward? That's the key. And there's a lot you can do. My book talks about that a lot, too. It's called Empowering Your Health. A lot of tools in there that can help, okay? Thanks for the call, and glad to hear you're doing well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace 2 meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.